I'm John Branyon, and this is the number two devotional in America. Welcome to the Daily Deuce. I talked about this a little earlier, and then I figured I needed to clarify the intended audience. It's Christians. Now, you atheists are welcome to comment and listen along, and as always, your comments will be irrelevant. A lot of Christians have gotten the idea that Christianity is supposed to include everyone. All over the internet, you can read about how Jesus is inclusive, and Christianity is inclusive, and church should be inclusive, and everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome! And you start believing that the primary function of the church is uniting mankind. Well, relax. Because you're dead wrong. The church is exclusive. Embrace that truth. Give it a warm hug. You feel the warmth? That's the warmth of freedom. You can stop feeling guilty because you haven't reached everyone with the gospel. You won't reach everyone. Jesus didn't reach everyone. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless he is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went with him. That's John 6:36. There was no strategy meeting with the remaining disciples after Jesus turned all those people away. Jesus didn't step up and say, "Wow, a lot of people are feeling excluded. What should we do?" And Peter said, "Well, you should preach more inclusive sermons." I hear what you're saying, Peter. Go on. Make it easier to follow you. Quit saying weird stuff. And Jesus would be like, "Weird stuff? What weird stuff? Eat my flesh, drink my blood. That stuff freaks people out." "But I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the only way to God." Yeah, that's pretty outrageous too. Jesus would say, "Man, this church growth stuff is hard." Christianity is conditional. Jesus clearly indicated that discipleship is optional. Nobody has to be part of the church. The church includes everyone who is redeemed. It can't be more inclusive than that.